Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Pro Football Chase podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you. And joining me for an interview today is Nebraska cornerback DiCaprio Boodle. He was a staple in the Huskers defense. He finished his college career with 110 total tackles, one interception, 26 passes defense, two forced fumbles, and was named an honorable mention All Big Ten selection by the media. DiCaprio, thanks again for taking the time to join the podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, man. And to open up the interview, I saw that you were a Miami native, DiCaprio. And so coming out of high school, I'm assuming you had a plethora of offers. What was it about Nebraska's football program that got you to commit to them?
I just saw a place that, really welcomed me in. I just always felt like it was a family vibe from, my first visit all the way until my last visit back to Nebraska. Every time I was there, I just felt like, people really gravitated towards me. Everybody was just so nice and so welcoming. It was just a warm atmosphere. So, how did you turn that down?
When you entered the program, you were a starter from the jump. You never gave up your spot, compiling 32 consecutive starts for the Black Shirts. What does that feat mean to you as you now look back on your fruitful college tenure in Lincoln?
It means a lot to me. I put in the work for it. Day in and day out, and I had a vision coming in, and I saw it through, and I pretty much just executed that vision. Every day I just gave it my all. My teammates, my coaches, they noticed it, and I just wanted to be a guy that they could depend on, and just come in every day and just just work, just be an example for everybody around me, and everything else just kind of took care of itself.
You accumulated quite a bit of honors during your time in Lincoln. You were named a 2020 team captain. You were the Nebraska Defensive Back of the Year in 2018 and 2019. And you attached your name to the Brooke Behringer Citizenship and Tom Osborne Citizenship Team Awards in 2018 and 2020. Why has it been important for you to improve your character and leadership just as much as your skill set as a player?
No, you're only a player for so long during the day, No matter how long you work, eventually when you leave the field, you're somebody out in the world. So, character is everything to me. Just to be able to do the right thing every day and just to lead by example, help others that are in need, help those around you. It just means the most to me. My parents raised me on good morals and values and just to be a helping hand to others and be kind to others and respect people the way how I would want to be respected. So, that's all that I did.
So moving on to the actual football season, the expectation was that the Big Ten was not going to play the fall season because of COVID-19. However, Nebraska was the leading force to get the season underway. Walk me through this past season. What were some of the challenges that you faced and the team did playing through a global pandemic?
It was tough, play football. A lot of guys play football early in their life and, never stop. And then all of a sudden, you got somebody telling you that you can't play football anymore when you got a whole season scheduled. Understanding the risk behind it and understanding, why those decisions were made at the time was pretty hard just from an emotional standpoint of, you want to play football and you would do anything in your power to play football. So, pretty much that's what we did. We just decided that, we were going to put on record that we wanted to play football and put on record that, you know, we do understand the risks assumed with playing football, but we knew that, you know, if we did it in a safe space, in a safe environment, and, you know, kept our checks in line, that it could be possible. So, you know, that's all we did. And, you know, we just continued to try to advocate to play football, and eventually it paid off. We ended up playing football and ended up playing a full season. Our team was, you know, a fortunate team. We didn't miss any games due to COVID, but, you know, there are other teams that were impacted. So, you know, we knew that it was very real, and we just took every precaution necessary.
Obviously, this season you were playing home games without fans, which is a big-time gut punch to Caprio, because the sea of red there in Lincoln on game days, there's nothing like it. I went to watch a game myself a couple of years ago. The atmosphere is just out of this world, and I know you weren't able to experience that in 2020, but leaving the program, what can you say about the supporters, the fan base, the college students that show up and rep the Huskers on game days?
We definitely missed them this year. You know, it was different coming out and, you know, not seeing them. Usually before you even come out to warm up, you know, the stadium's already almost full. So, you know, not having them this year was definitely a big blow. You know, it definitely affects the dynamic of football and the dynamic of the games, having a home game. But, you know, they were there with us in spirit. You know, they did everything to support us on and off the field in those hard times. And, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, sad that they didn't get the chance to be there with us. But, you know, we knew that they were there with us. And every time we put on our uniform, we played for them.
So Scott Frost took over as the Huskers head coach ahead of the 2018 season, and you played for him the last three seasons, DiCaprio. What did you enjoy most about his leadership and direction for the program?
I just enjoyed so much that, you know, he's a guy that wants to do the right things, and, you know, wants to get the program back to prominence. And, you know, one thing that I really enjoyed about Coach Frost is just his fearless leadership, you know. Just being a relentless leader and, you know, leading the guys through the highs and the lows, and, you know, no matter how low, no matter how high, you know, just always preaching to the guys, keep pushing it, you know, good things will happen and good things will continue to happen. And, you know, just understanding that, you know, he's a guy that really cares about it, understanding us as players, how much we care about it, and, you know, just wanting us to be the best young man we can be on and off the field. So, you know, that's pretty much what I got to say about Coach Frost. You know, he's a great guy, and, you know, I love him to death.
A big moment for you, DiCaprio, in 2020. You recorded your first career interception. It came against Iowa, your rivals, on November 27th, shortly after Thanksgiving. How rewarding was that moment for you?
It was a big moment for me, definitely. You know, that's something that, you know, I needed to do before I left college, and, you know, it's something I did. I worked it countless amount of hours, you know, just knowing that eventually I get an opportunity to get my hands on one and, you know, be able to help my team.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
You know, by getting the offensive ball back, giving them an opportunity to score, and, you know, all that type of stuff. I'm a big team guy. In any ways that I can help the team, I will, whether that's, you know, tackles for loss, PBUs, interceptions, whatever in a good way that I can affect the team, you know, I'm all for it, for sure.
being one of the best secondary players for the Huskers during your tenure there in Lincoln. What makes your skill set unique compared to other corners? What can you bring to the table for NFL teams?
I think I'm a bunch of things. I think that I'm intelligent. I think that I'm, physical. I think that I'm fast. I think that I understand football. I think that, the list goes on and on. I just think that I have a unique ability to, just do something the same way over and over and over and over again, and it affects opponents, wearing tear, wearing down an opponent throughout the game, having the same energy on the first play as I do it on the last play, my motor, having a high motor, always playing with the best intent and playing with my teammates in mind. So, it's a lot of things that I think I do well, but, above all that, I'm going to go back to being a great person, being accountable on and off the field, helping my teammates on and off the field, helping the people around me on and off the field, and bringing that level of maturity and, trust and relationships to a locker room and into an organization, and just spreading love and spreading a good culture around the organization as well.
There are superstar wide receivers in the NFL and tight ends that can execute the entire route tree, DiCaprio. So what have you been doing to ensure that every time you line up opposite a wide receiver at the next level, that you're going to put forth the best possible rep that you can?
I've been working, and not just working just to say that I've been working, but I've been working with an intent, understanding, being ready to make that jump, go to the next level, just understanding that, I just need to do certain things and, let some things handle themselves and, just do all that I can do, take care of what I can take care of and, affect the things that I can affect and change the things that I can change. Other than that, every night, every morning I wake up, say my prayers, have God guide me through the day and just pray that, good things, just know that good things going to happen, bad things going to happen, but, I'm always wake up and live to fight another day.
Absolutely. Keeping the faith is always the most important thing, and keeping it at the forefront of your career every single day you wake up. That's great words right there. I completely agree. Back to the gridiron. One trait that I've seen from you is you don't shy away from coming up and making big hits at the line of scrimmage. How much pride do you take in that?
A lot of pride, honestly. First thing I learned how to do in football was hit somebody. So, that's just in me. It's just my nature. I don't know how to shy away from contact. I don't know how to, act like I don't want contact. I want it all. I want the contact. And that's another thing that just kind of helped me in my career, coming up and filling and making the plays that some corners don't usually make. And then, having that mentality so that way, when the team needed it and, we were struggling in some areas due to injury, I was able to slide back to safety and, play multiple positions. I played every position on the field, nickel, dime, corner, safety. So, and it just all comes back to just me being able to be physical and, just me being an ultimate competitor too, honestly, just always wanting to win and always want to put my best foot forward in anything and just always want to master all aspects of my skill.
And speaking about all aspects, versatility is coveted in the NFL big time. So if you're given an opportunity, DiCaprio, to play other positions in the secondary or perhaps contribute on special teams, what's your response to that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Special teams, I played special teams in my senior year. So special teams isn't a worry of mine, I'm ready to go out there and do whatever to help the team win. If that's going to help the team win, then I'm ready to go out there and do it, whether that's play corner, safety, nickel, dime, special teams, even down to if a coach want to put me on D-line for a play, I might not be the best D-lineman, but I'm going to give it my best effort for the team.
I like it. I like that type of attitude. Speaking about Nebraska, it's one of the major pipelines for the NFL. So you got guys like Sue, Levante David, who are playing for a Super Bowl, Prince Amukamara, one of the better corners to come out of Nebraska. So have you received any guidance from current or former Huskers that have played professionally?
The funny thing about it is, guys come in and out every year, like you said, and, go to the league. And, a lot of those guys I'm still in contact with and just, just always getting a piece of game from them, always understanding, you know, what they're going through, understanding the game at the next level, and, you know, just feeding off of them, just understanding, you know, the things that they may be going through in their careers. And, you know, it honestly helps me think about, you know, even in this process right now, this pre-draft process, not knowing where I end up. I have no expectations at all, but, you know, just hard work. But, you know, those guys are always tapping in and telling me, you know, how things are going and, you know, what I can look out for and things that I can do to help better myself. So, you know, I appreciate all the guys that have came and went, you know, to the NFL since I've been at Nebraska.
Well, it certainly seems like you have been working. According to your social accounts, you've been training every single day, I'm sure multiple times a day. So, DiCaprio, during this pre-draft process ahead of April's 2021 NFL draft, who have you been training with and what does that process look like?
Yeah, I've been training at the Exos facility in Arizona. And, you know, I got to say, it's really a beautiful thing. It's a great process. You know, I have the best coaches here, the best staff here to help me reach my goals and, you know, support my needs. So, you know, I'm forever thankful for them taking me in and just, you know, training me day in and day out. I just finished working out probably not even 30 minutes ago. So, you know, I'm just so grateful for the opportunity, so thankful to be at a great place like this. And, you know, every day when I wake up, I stay mindful of that. And, you know, I get to it. I attack the day.
Well, I will say as we close out this interview, man, I certainly respect you as a player, as a person, the work you've been able to do, contributing in the community, being a team leader there in Nebraska for such a long period of time. I mean, you see the transfer portal these days. Players are switching teams left and right, but you stayed loyal to the team that gave you an opportunity, and you've stuck it out this far. So I look forward to seeing you make that jump to the next level, man. Keep up the good work, and I'm excited to see you play on Sundays.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much.
All right, man. Well, blessings. Take care and stay safe out there.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.